What does it mean to have faith? Is it believing that today is going to be better than yesterday? Is it believing that things are going to turn out okay? Is it believing that your car is going to start when you hit the key, or this chair you're seated in is going to hold you up? What does it mean to have faith? The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, "Now without faith it is impossible to please God." What is the faith that is needed, that is required to please God, to have a relationship with Him? Hello, my name is Paul Hines. I pastor Mumfordville Baptist Church. And each week I bring a devotion to you from God's Word. And this week we're in Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11 is a chapter dedicated to faith. What does it mean to have faith? And it goes into a list of individuals who were people of faith. And how did their faith impact their lives, and what do we learn from their own faith so that we might examine our faith so that our faith might grow and be like the faith that is required to please God? We're going to look at Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, and look at understanding faith. What is the faith that is needed, and how do we understand it? We must understand the faith that we're called to live by if we're going to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Let's look at Hebrews 11, verse 1. "Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. For by this our ancestors were approved. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible." Yeah, Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Habakkuk 3:17, "Though the fig tree does not bud and there is no fruit on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there is no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will triumph in Yahweh. I will rejoice in God, the God of my salvation. Yahweh, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like those of a deer and enables me to walk on mountain heights." What kind of faith enables a person to speak like this? "Though everything is going wrong, though the job has failed, the money is not in the bank, we do not have what we need, and yet we can trust, we can have faith in God." This is not faith of some charismatic movements of our day that states that we believe things into existence. The faith that is described, the faith that is required in Hebrews chapter 11, is not a faith that enables you to be healthy, wealthy, and wise when you have enough of it. Some believe that because you are sick, because you don't have enough money in the bank account, or because you make wrong decisions is because you don't have enough or the right kind of faith. The power of faith is not in the faith itself. It's not in your ability to believe, but faith itself is in an object or a person in which we trust. True, genuine faith is to be in God, that God has the power and the ability to work and move as He wishes. Our faith must be in Him. You see, our faith is only as strong as the person that we trust in. And when we trust in the one true and living God, our faith is strong because He is strong. We trust in Him, and that trust means even if everything is going wrong, we will trust Him because we know that He is good and His plan is perfect for our lives. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, to receive a portion of future realities." Faith means that we are able to experience some of the reality here and now, but it is coming in an even greater way in the future. Faith says that I can taste this, but I will be able to consume it later. Have you ever tasted cake batter or cookie dough? Maybe you like to eat those and you can taste them, but it really doesn't taste like what the finished product is. And in fact, there's not as much of it. When the cake batter goes into the oven, it rises and there's much more of it than there is the batter in the bowl. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the reality of what is hoped for. Joy, peace, love, hope, life. Those things are experienced now like a taste of a cookie dough or cake batter, but will be fully experienced in heaven. Faith says, I can taste a little bit of the joy and the peace and the hope that God has for me now, but by faith, I believe that that is going to be an even greater reality in the future, in a place called heaven, forever in the presence of God. You see, Psalm 34, verse 8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. How happy is the man who takes refuge in him. Our faith in Jesus enables us to receive these things now as a reality of what is to come. By placing faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, by believing that he is the sinless Son of God that died on the cross for your sin, paying the penalty for your sin, that he rose again, by believing in that, you have deposited in you the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the living God, and he produces the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those things you then begin to taste the realities of what God would have for you to experience forever in heaven. Hebrews 11:1, the second part says, Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for. That's what we've talked about, receiving a portion of the future realities, the proof of what is not seen. If you look at your hands, you may not be able to see them, but there are fingerprints. In fact, everything you've already touched today has left behind markings of your hands. The oils in your hands secreted over these fingerprints have left these fingerprints all over the things that you have put your hands on today. And no two fingerprints are identical, but it lets us know who touched an object, even if we didn't see them touch the object. If I could fingerprint the things, put some dust on the things that you've touched today, I would say that you've touched them. The proof of what is not seen is evidence. The fingerprints of God are the proof that someone was present even when we didn't see him. Faith says, though I can't see God at work, I believe by faith that his fingerprints are all over my life, that God has his hand on my life, and faith says, I may not have seen him touch it, but I know that it's real. And if I somehow could spiritually put some dust on this world, I would see the invisible fingerprints of God everywhere. We look at the world and we see order and beauty and complexity. Those are the fingerprints of God. By faith, we see these things and we know as evidence of a reality that is there. In fact, we find that for by this our ancestors were approved. The Old Testament saints were approved by God because they had this kind of faith. They tasted what was coming. And they could see what was invisible by knowing that God is at work. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the universe was created by God. Faith believes that God created everything that we see, so that what is seen was made from the things that are not visible. The universe was created by God. The enemy constantly tries to come up with lies and new ways of removing this reality that everything in existence was created by the hand, by the word of God. And the God who spoke all of this into existence is big enough to handle the issues you face in this life. God is revealing himself to us all around you. Are you looking for him? Faith is the coming together of the gift of God and the desire of a person to trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Maybe today you would say, as the Father did in Mark 9:24, immediately the father of the boy cried out, I do believe, but help my unbelief. Maybe today you would cry out to God and say, Father, would you help me believe? Help me believe you more. We must ask God to give us ears to hear and eyes to see. And that comes from faith. Does what I've talked about today describe your faith and trust in God? Will you cry out to God to strengthen your faith? The only way you can have a relationship with God is placing faith in him through Jesus Christ. if there's any way that I or Mumfordville Baptist Church can help you in taking a hand of faith and taking hold of relationship with God, reach out to us. You can find information about us on our website at mumfordvillebaptist.org. I hope you have a great week and you walk by faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless.